I'm Kari Anderson with VPR News. In recent years, Vermont has dramatically increased the number of people receiving Medicaid benefits, and it's resulted in the state having one of the lowest rates of uninsured residents in the nation. The problem is that it's costing a lot more than elected officials previously estimated. And as VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the governor's new plan to cover the deficit isn't sitting well with independent physicians.
About 5 years ago, Dr. Hannah Rabin and her two partners purchased an 1840s brick house in downtown Richmond with the goal of transforming it into a local medical clinic.
And we actually did a lot of the construction ourselves, kind of Vermont style.
Richmond Family Medicine now employs three doctors, two nurse practitioners, and a nutritionist, among others, and it serves 7,000 patients. The business model is a tenuous one, however, and Rabin told lawmakers this week that Governor Peter Shumlin's plan to backfill the Medicaid shortfall could sink her private practice.
We feel that this proposed 2.35% tax really threatens to put us out of business. I do know that our margin is that small.
The so-called provider tax on net patient revenue would hit independent physicians and dentists, most of whom are now lobbying hard against the plan. Shumlin says the tax would raise about $17 million annually and would draw down about an equal amount in federal matching funds. Shumlin says the money would not only help balance the Medicaid budget, but also increase reimbursement rates for doctors who treat Medicaid-eligible patients.
We can't keep signing folks up for Medicaid, being proud that we have universal coverage for health insurance, which we finally almost do, and say we're not going to pay for it. We just can't do it.
But Rabin says that even after the medical reimbursement increases, her firm would end up losing about $40,000 a year on the deal. She's not alone in sounding the alarm. Dr. Toby Sadkin is a physician at Primary Care Health Partners, the largest independent primary care practice in the state. Sadkin told lawmakers the company is already struggling and has lost six doctors and two practice sites over the past 5 years. Hospitals, as well as the doctors they employ, already pay a 6% provider tax, but Sadkin says that unlike hospitals, private practices can't mitigate losses by charging more to patients with generous health insurance policies.
And, you know, really, after giving our entire lives, basically, to our education and practice and learning, It's demoralizing and sort of devastating to realize that this is what's going to happen to my practice and to my career.
Paul Harrington is the executive vice president of the Vermont Medical Society. Harrington says Minnesota is the only state left that imposes a provider tax on private practices. And he says that state has decided to let its tax expire in 2019.
I would suggest there was good reasons why they're letting their taxes expire. And it probably has to do with the fact that how difficult it is to attract and retain physicians when you're actually taxing their net patient income.
Last year, Shumlin proposed a payroll tax on all businesses to cover the Medicaid gap. Since lawmakers rejected that plan, he says he came up with a different one this year. And if lawmakers don't like either of his plans, he says they need to come up with one of their own.
Listen, the person who proposes the tax is never the hero. But if we don't solve this problem, we sink.
House Republicans say the state needs to scale back on costs, not raise new taxes. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.